The expansion of the railway network in Victorian Britain did more than just speed up travel. It fundamentally altered the nation's reading habits. Before the railway boom, books were generally expensive, heavy commodities intended for the private libraries of the wealthy or the quiet contemplation of the study. However, the railway created a new kind of captive audience, the commuter. Passengers found themselves sitting for hours with little to do, creating a demand for literature that was portable, entertaining, and crucially affordable. This led to the emergence of the railway library and the yellowback, cheaply produced novels sold at station bookstalls, most notably by W.H. Smith. These books were often reprints of popular fiction, bound in strawboards with eye-catching illustrated covers designed to appeal to the traveler. Consequently, this commercial shift moved reading from the private parlor to the public sphere, democratizing literature and establishing the portable paperback as a staple of modern life.